Kinross, 8th February. He was Fred. He came from a wealthy family and lived in a country house some miles out of town. There was also a townhouse in Kilmarnock. Each morning and evening he travelled by train between there and Irvine, a distance of some 8 miles. Her name was Martha. She lived in Irvine, on the second floor of a tenement block, the back garden of which abutted the railway line. Her father was a railway blacksmith and she had 7 sisters. It was 1914, and they were both 17. One early summer morning, on the way to work as the train slowed for Irvine station, he noticed an attractive girl looking out of the tenement window. It was the same the following morning, so on the third morning, he couldn't resist waving to her through the open carriage window. Hanky in hand, she waved back. This continued for a little while until Fred, by now deeply interested, she was very attractive, threw his morning paper down the embankment with a note inside which said, "My name is Fred." She responded next morning by waving a bunch of flowers as she leaned out of her window. The following week, by now completely intrigued, out of the carriage Fred dropped a bunch of carnations onto the embankment with a note saying, "Will you meet me on Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock on the platform of Irvine Station? If the answer is yes, wave a hat from your window tomorrow morning." Martha did wave with her biggest and brightest hat. Thus the die was cast. They met as often as they could. Early in 1916, he left his girl to go to war. They were not to meet for another 3.5 years. At 3:50 a.m., on the 31st of July 1917, the Battle of Passchendaele commenced, the most brutal of all the First War's brutal battles. On 16th October 1917, as the battle still went on, exhausted and shaking with fear as all soldiers were, he sent off a standard postcard with a shorthand note, "Will you marry me?" Finally, in November, he received a reply, "Yes, yes, sweetheart. But you have to come home first." Fred finally came home in October 1919. He had had a word with the train driver who stopped just outside Irvine station and vigorously blew the whistle and continued to do so until Martha and her sisters appeared. They were together again. They were incurable romantics, for on Valentine's Day 1920 they boarded the Irvine to Kilmarnock train where a diamond engagement ring was placed on Martha's third finger. Marriage followed in June 1921. In due course, 3 children arrived, the middle one being myself. It was a home full of love, laughter, and music.